From my book, Flip Your Thinking, Chapter 1. The ant looked up at the grape, startled by its enormity. That was just before the elephant passed by and unknowingly stepped on them both. We each see the same grape in life, each from our unique perspective. How you think about things is the single biggest influencer of your reality. Your thinking is the very seed of your life experiences. You know, I've never met the neighbors in the house behind us, and yet they've been the most annoying neighbor ever. You see, they have a Great Dane, and I love dogs, including Great Danes, except when they become my alarm clock every morning. Have you ever heard a bark from a dog that large? Mercy me.
I know that's right.
So this dog barks just once, and I'm awake. I told Frankie that I need to confront them. Their dog is driving me crazy.
Ooh.
I mean, I no longer have domain over my own sleep-awake time. I get up whenever that neighbor decides to take their monster outside, which is generally about an hour before I prefer to awaken. Perspective. Let me share what that dog is teaching me. Very, very slowly, I'm coming around to shifting my perspective on the deal. My focus has been all about how I can stop the damn dog. How can I change my circumstances? Now here's my aha. You ready? Sometimes I'm waiting for my circumstances to change when God is waiting for my circumstances to change me. Bingo. Perspective. How I view life makes all the difference in my life experience. So here's what I've noticed since very slowly shifting my focus off the circumstances, which is the barking, and on the growth opportunities, which is my acceptance of what is, everything has taken on a new meaning. I'm able to enjoy more peace and happiness. And as I expand this incident on a larger scale, by golly, I'm suddenly no longer treating my life like a chess set. You know, chess, the game where you try and win by manipulating objects around. Treat yourself to a new perspective. I think you'll love it. It's so much more enjoyable than fist fighting with life. You never win anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Feel the irritation, and rather than resisting it, take a deep breath. Consider what it is that you want. You and I both want peace, love, joy, fulfillment, right? Now, try getting any of those beauties by resisting, and you'll wear yourself to the nub. God grant you and me a new perspective. Help us see clearly our role in life, not to change people and things, but to change ourselves and grow into the completion of what you have always had in mind for each of us. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours.